Let's get a quick word with John Downing from the Irish Independent. John, the government having to decide over these 2 weeks what further restrictions can be eased from May. And I suppose with NPHET warning that if restrictions are lifted too quickly, that a fourth wave may happen. Will any lifting, therefore, be gradual over the summer months?
Yeah, undoubtedly, Audrey. Things have not been so hopeful in 4 or 5 months, but things are at a very sensitive and dangerous juncture also. As you mentioned, we've been here twice before, and opening up leading to a more much stronger lockdown on two occasions, last October and just immediately after Christmas. A third lockdown, even leaving aside the potential for loss of life, how close the country came to have the health services being completely overrun in late December and January, but the political consequences of having to go back to a third severe lockdown would be really huge.
But the difference this time, John, is the vaccinations. And are they pinning their hopes that 80% target for first doses will be given to the population by the end of June?
Yes, they're pinning an awful lot on that. Given the various difficulties there have been, firstly on supply, then the technical difficulties with AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, supply is a huge issue. That whole question of extending the interval between doses from around 4 weeks to 12 weeks is crucial on that basis. And listening to Stephen Donnelly, the Minister for Health, yesterday, I believe he's trying to make that decision and have it cleared by government as quickly as possible, perhaps even this week.
What's been the reaction within government to those other comments by Minister Donnelly about vaccinating younger age groups to the Irish Times on Saturday and then pulling back from that yesterday?
I think fury, bewilderment and frustration, all various conversations yesterday, particularly with Fianna Fáil, Stephen Donnelly's own party, and his partners in Fine Gael. They were beside themselves. They had spent weeks since Easter fielding a lot of pressure, particularly from teachers, special needs assistants and Gardaí, about the changes to an age-driven vaccine. Then this sudden announcement, or suggestion, now it was just a suggestion and it was instantly stepped upon by government generally on Saturday afternoon. It was put out there on Saturday morning. This idea invoked huge fury from the 30 to 60 age group, lots of them trying to keep businesses going, trying to keep working, and asking and wondering aloud when, if ever, they were going to get the vaccine on that basis, if there was going to be a shift to 18 to 30 year olds.
John, good to talk to you again. Thank you very much. John Downing from the Irish Independent. It's